This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
And I believe with all of my heart that it is a contributing factor to our juvenile delinquency of today. I 100% believe it. Why I believe that is because I know how it feels when you sing it. I know the lost position that you get into in the beat.
I'm Oliver Gray, and this is A Sonic Youth, your weekly half-hour guide into the great expanse of modern indie and alt-rock with classic albums, new releases, and unearthed gems. This week, the new album from North Carolina Creek Rockers Wednesday, and a look at a great Craig Finn solo album on the 10th anniversary of its release.
The whole place is dark.
Sweet song is a long con. I drove you to the airport with the e-brake on. Ain't heard that voice in a long time. Had to check back there to make sure you were alive. Angel home of an electric car. Reverses toward.
Welcome to episode 206 of A Sonic Youth. Opening the show was the relative alt-country hit Elderberry Wine, the first single released from the new Wednesday album Bleeds. We'll take a look at that record soon, but first, Craig Finn, lead singer-songwriter of The Hold Steady, but a well-established solo artist in his own right. It's been 10 years since Finn released his second, and I think his best solo album, Faith in the Future. The standout song to me is New Myers Roof. Is Craig writing about sitting on his friend's apartment roof in New York City, where he moved to just a year earlier, and watching the towers come down on 9/11? At some point they got a case of beer, and Craig admits that may seem detached now, but it felt like the only thing to do at the time. In typical Finn fashion, there's religious themes here too. It's about trying to move on with life, just like the young woman who walked out of the other tower, despite being told not to. She tried to get on with her life too, and she did, eventually meeting Craig Finn, and they're still together today and live in New York City. With the busy beat, it reminds me a bit of Lou Reed's New York City songs, and also has one of my favourite song lyrics. The publicist picked up lunch again. I had a Pabst and some pemmican. She said, "Man, you're so goddamn American."
There were the same blood suckers in the lobby again. When they called my name, I waved. I thought they might be my old friends. They had a cross in the car, they had the pig in the pen. And I was in the bathroom, doing
almost at the party supplies. He said he likes how it looks when I roll back my eyes. Studio sent a car to collect me. When the driver dropped me off at the lot, he said he'd never forget me. Just picked up lunch again. I had a pass and some pemmican. She said, man, you're so damn American. Dad Thomas had his eyebrows raised. He said he liked me much better when I was walking away. No, I've never been crucified. I never suffered and died. Never been shot. I've been lied to a lot. Oh, so I'll be late night TV. You're up on the stage. You're down on your knees. Blood on my hands, ass in my wine. You can see I get anxious sometimes. Nails in my hand, blood in my eyes. I feel pretty cool, but I know I look fried. All these tall tales and one tiny truth. Saw the towers go down from up on Neumeier's roof. Yeah, we were frightened. Yeah, we were drinking. It was all so confusing. Down Thomas went and talked to the cops. He said this sure seems like an inside job. No, I've never been crucified. I never suffered or died. Never been shot. I've lied to a lot. What's so far the game on TV? You're either up on the lights or you're out on the streets. We always want more, but we get what we need. I saw your girl at the movies, and she seems pretty sweet. He said the more you destroy, the more that you make. No, I've never been crucified. I never suffered or died. I've never been shot, but I've been lied to a lot. Look at these mountains, look at these trees. Tom, there must be something you believe.
This is a Sonic Youth, and that was Craig Finn with Neumeier's Roof. This record was recorded around 2013. During that time, Finn's mother was dying of cancer, and Craig was just trying to get out of the house and do something. He ended up spending time at the Holsteady's practice space, not allowing himself to go home each day until he'd written at least one song. Finn wanted to record a quote adult record, songs about the adult world, like those from Nick Cave and Lou Reed. Recorded in a remote house in upstate New York, the first session during a snowstorm, what emerged is a lyrically dense and beautiful album. It's not overly somber, and there's plenty of upbeat songs, just without the heaviness of the Holsteady. There's so many great songs on the record, and I recommend you check out more. But here's another favourite, Roman Guitars.
Watch the station in the back.
kick in the doors, surprise attack. Shut your eyes and shoot into the shack. All your tiny particles add up to something beautiful. All these little building blocks create something high and hot. All your little sleight of hand means nothing to the science man. He locked us in the hospital and walked us through the chemicals. Pulverize, and the bad slides into where are you tonight? The only songs this singer sings are songs about his victim things, and no one ever loved him like you do. And now he's pointing right at you, cause all your little molecules add up to something drunk and cute. Computers, kids, and chemicals, the flowers and the fruits, legal streets and cream of wheat. America runs on blistered feet, coffee cups and donut shops, depression and defeat. And all your little molecules, and all your little molecules, add up to something.
That was Craig Finn with Roman Guitars. Now, a look at Wednesday's new record, Bleeds. Here's a standout track, Candy Breath.
Dragging through the hoops.
the new track Candy Breath by Wednesday. Wednesday is based in Asheville, North Carolina, and is led by Carly Hartzman. It was initially her solo project, and soon became a duo with Daniel Gorham. Shortly afterwards, in 2017, MJ Lenderman slept over at the Hartzman family home after playing a hardcore gig. Hartzman and Lenderman started dating, and released a split EP in 2018 named How Do You Let Love Into the Heart That Isn't Split Wide Open. After releasing an album in 2019 with the band Diva Sweetly, Hartzman, wanting to make louder, shoegaze music, formed a full band under the Wednesday name. The rest of the members, including Lenderman, came from a hugely talented and close-knit collective of musicians who were at the time living in and around the Hawk Creek neighborhood of Asheville. Detailed further in the short film Rat Bastards of Hawk Creek, there was a real collective feel, with members of Wednesday being shared with MJ Lenderman's band The Wind, most notably the legendary pedal stealer Zandy Kelmis. While Lenderman, owing to his solo success, no longer tours with Wednesday, he still records with the band, alongside current members Kelmis, Ethan Bechtold, and Alan Miller. The band released their first full band album in 2020, I Was Trying to Describe You to Someone. They followed that up with Twin Plagues the following year. The cover album, Mowing the Leaves Instead of Piling Them Up, came a year later, and in 2023, they released their most successful album, Rat Saw God. And Now Bleeds, described by Hartzman as the quintessential Wednesday Creek Rock record. Much like one of their biggest influences, Drive-By Truckers, a lot of their lyrics tell stories of life in the American South, in Wednesday's case in a more personal, slacker alternative kind of way. One of the best stories told on this new album is Gary's 2. Following the original song Gary's on Twin Plagues, the song is about their elderly landlord. He owned the house where Hartzman and Lenderman lived, along with Colin Miller. Colin Miller, who plays drums in MJ Lenderman in The Wind, released an album named Losing earlier this year. Gary, a father figure to him, and his passing was a central theme to what is an excellent record that I played on the show earlier. Gary's 2 is Wednesday's tribute to their friend. It's a simple track, Hartzman retelling a story Gary told her one day. And, fitting for a man who at the local country station, playing 24/7 on a radio on his porch, has a strong country sound.
Bar down the road, watching horses and betting your clothes. You head out the door then to go for a smoke. You hit on the way out and step to your toe. Guy rounds the corner in a fisherman's hat and he hits you in the face with a baseball bat. He took one look at you after he stopped to laugh, and he noticed you mistook. You got hit on behalf of some bastard from the bar who had slept with his wife. You said, "I never seen you in my God-given life." Stood up and brushed off and fell for your mouth, and your teeth leapt from you so you spit them all out. You took up your pride and you took up the bat, and you went for that shithead at his kneecap. Pause, but said seems fine to me, and that's how you got dentures at age 33. You told me this story as you stood by your truck. I said, "Gary, man, you have the worst heart." I always did wonder how your teeth stayed so nice when the only thing you drink is Pepsi.
That was Wednesday with their beautiful new track Gary's 2. Another song I was very excited to see on the track listing of Bleeds was Fish Pepsi. That's a true fan's favourite, a real personal favourite too. The slower and more lo-fi original version came from the MJ Lenderman and Wednesday split EP Guttering. This new version is way sped up, not as good as the moody original, but now a really fun song. We watched a Fish concert and Human Centipede, two things I now wish I'd never seen. We smoked weed out of a Pepsi can lying around under a Christmas tree. Was Wednesday with Fish Pepsi on a Sonic Youth. This album, as most reviewers have agreed, is great. I still think sonically, Ratsaw God just pips it, but lyrically I think this is the greatest yet. It's an ode to those on the corners of society, and their stories. Wound up here by Holding On is set at the funeral of a former high school hero who drowned in a creek where mourners buy snacks from a vending machine. Townies is written about high school sexual gossip, and a girl who's always down to. The 1.5 minute thrasher track Wasp is about Hartzman dealing with the emotional fallout of breaking up with Lenderman. All tracks are lyrically dense and interesting to learn more about, while all sounding great, continuing with the Wednesday cowboy boot gaze staple sound. Go listen to the rest of the album, but here's some of one more track. Pick Up That Knife is about feeling helpless, but is also apparently about Zandy Kelmus throwing up in the mosh pit of a Death Grips concert. To see us off, here's Wednesday and Pick Up That Knife.
Sometimes it feels like it will never. Fire in the wedding.
Thanks for listening to A Sonic Youth. This show is made with support from Free FM, Hamilton's access media station, and New Zealand On Air. For more of the greatest indie and alt rock, check out the back catalogue and future shows on Apple Podcasts and freefm.org.nz. And give me a follow on Facebook and Insta at A Sonic Youth Podcast. Remember to support the artists you love, and I'll see you next week.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.